Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Voices of the Vikings. And we've got a special one here today. I know I say that every podcast episode, but this one is truly special. We have a Hollywood star special guest, Devin Hollywood Martin, over here.
What's up, y'all? Devin Martin here. First time on the podcast. Been asking for a minute. I appreciate y'all letting me on for the first time. Appreciate everyone here.
He has been asking for quite a minute, maybe too long. All right. So maybe give us a little introduction to the people out there, who you are.
Y'all know me, Devin Hollywood Martin, Vandy football player, Vandy baseball player at night. I'm playing. Played football here 4 years, been here all my 4 years. Very nice school, great school. Love the people, especially my boy Sean. Been with Sean on PS4 since forever. Played freshman basketball with David, and I got a couple classes with Alberto. Me and him haven't really talked, but now after this podcast, probably going to get close after this. But appreciate you guys once again, but yeah, that's all I really do, man. Kick it.
All right. Well, we don't really have topics because he's the one that kind of did topics for us.
All right, so we got something new here today. I got a wheel. I asked if there any topics. They said no. We're gonna go with the flow. So I got a wheel. We got a couple options right here. The options are. Oh wait, there's an ad.
Oh, there's an ad. There's an ad.
Google's messing me up on the ad. All right, there we go. We got a couple topics. We got girls, high school sports, pro sports, high school, life outside of school, perspective on life, and goals and dreams. Y'all cool with those topics?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds all good. Right, I'm right. Down. The girls one, though, kind of.
We'll probably keep it PG on that one, or we'll go to celebrities. We'll see it's celebrities. We'll try it with that, but all we'll right. See what we get. Let's see what we get. Are we spinning it? And yeah, that would be crazy if we went girls first.
No shot. No.
High school. So we got high school. So let's. I think we should do. Let's go around the room. We'll start with Sean, then me, then David, then Alberto. We'll go, how's your high school experience as a senior? And then we'll go all 4 years.
All right. So as a senior, I think it's been pretty chill, honestly. Like, I get early release, you know, get out, like, after fifth period. You know, do really cool things like video production. I did go out to Golden One and shoot for the, the varsity game for – sections, right?
I seen that. That was
you
nice.
Seen the pictures? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pictures are hella nice. You know, just doing really cool things and just like kind of going on with my life and just kind of where I want to be at. So, you know, pretty cool.
Then 4 years, Sean, please.
4 years, honestly, it's to say the very least, maybe forgettable. Cause like at some point in time, you're gonna be like, I didn't really care. Like my high school experience. I know it sounds like I have senioritis, but I really don't. Nothing really happened in like high school for me. Instead of like, you know, because we got hit with COVID and then we got social distancing and then I got a job. Like it's just like whatever, right? But this year has definitely been like my favorite year out of the four. So you know, it's pretty cool.
For me, my senior has been cool. Like Sean said, got early release. Not a very complaining year, you know. Chill vibe, everyone's kicking it. Like, everyone knows, like, it's coming to a point in life where, like, hey, this is our last year. Like, we might ever see these people ever again in life. Like, this is a type of life like that. And, like, for me, the senior year is, like, a big thing for me because, like I said, not seeing each other after this. But, like, just making the most of it because, you look back on these, like, 10 years from now, like, our reunion, you'll be like, damn, I remember when I did this podcast with Sean, David, and Alberto. Or I remember when I won the championship. I remember when I did skip class, remember when I went to Quick Stop, like all that type of stuff. Yeah. That's what we're gonna remember, like the stuff in a couple of years, like, hey, this is what we did. Then 4 years, my 4 years were good, like you said, cut short because COVID my freshman year, but I think we made most of it, like especially online. We tried our best, like I knew it was rough for a lot of people. And then when we got back our junior year was really fun for me, as you guys know, not trying to brag, but state championship was fun. The boys went far, the girls went far, student sessions turned up. I've seen you guys recorded videos, pictures, all you guys. Stuff is amazing. Then this year, like I said, man, chill vibes. And up to you, David.
Yeah, I mean, like, as a senior, kind of what you guys are saying, it's just been pretty chill so far. I think out of my 4 years, it's been the most kind of laid back. And then just high school in general, kind of same thing. You know, COVID got us cut short. And then last year coming back was kind of, it honestly felt kind of surreal, like seeing everyone again and just how all the, like, the COVID guidelines and stuff and just being back and be able to see everyone. So, it's been very interesting, to say the least.
4 years, Dave.
Four years. I mean, like, I mean, 4 years. Like I said, like COVID cut us short, and then coming back last year, it's just kind of crazy seeing everyone again.
All right, Berto. We're playing chess over here.
I mean, so far my senior year has been all right. I mean, it's definitely easier than all my other years, but I've met a lot of friends, a lot of people this year that I'm very grateful for. Because, I mean, throughout all my high school experience, I was always, like, I wasn't an outcast, but I didn't really know anyone. And mainly because I switched between, like, five different schools before I got here.
Five is crazy.
Yeah. I mean, high school's been fun. I just wish that I was, I did more events, you know, and was out there more, you know.
I feel that. Out of the five, do you think this school's, like, one of the best or, like, one of the worst out of the five?
I'm on the spot.
I mean, I went to one of the most top schools in California, right?
For real? What school did you go to? Matter Day?
it's called American High. But
okay. Oh, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. As far as, like, education-wise, I don't think Vanden is all that.
Okay.
but
I'm on blast.
You being honest. You being honest.
But the people here, they're the best people I've met.
Mm.
Do you think the people is what made this experience so good? Not really like how you said, like the kind of like school wise, but like, do you think like the people made it the best for you here?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Definitely. I agree with him. I think people bring you a long way. Like school can be boring sometimes. Like Sean, like I definitely got senioritis. I'm ready to almost every day. I'm ready to like, bro, I need a nap. I need to go somewhere. But yeah, I feel like the people really bring me back. Like there was a couple times I'm like, man, why am I here? But then I'll see like friends or people like, hey, just stay here, and that's how it got me like in school. I was like, just the people.
Just the people.
Just the people. Like, that's what really got it. I mean, that's what really is about. Like the people help you get through your day. I feel like doesn't matter if it's your best friend, your girlfriend, partner, significant other. Like I feel like those type of people get you through the day the most, and I feel like that's why I love the school a lot, and I represent the school with a lot of like heart and passion with it.
I mess with that response. I mess with that heavy.
All right. Let's see.
Next topic.
Next topic, or you want to stay on this one? Next topic?
Next topic.
I'll say next topic.
All right. Spin the wheel. All right. Let's see what we got this one. Oh, it almost hit girls. I literally just passed out. Like, oh, it's getting there. All right. Perspective on life. If we rocking with that one, or we want to spin again?
I mess with that one. Yeah.
Okay. With that one? All right. Let's see how it goes. Off again.
Give me a prompt.
All right. So like, what do you in life? What's the reason behind your life? Like, what do you do in a day? What's the reason behind it?
So just the day in my life, basically.
Day in your life, but like, what? Like, let's say, like, okay, you like video production, you play video games. Like, what? Like, what? Who do you all do this for? What do you do your life for?
Let's see. I honestly do things for myself, are like trying new things, mostly for like my enjoyment, because I try to like make myself busy to kind of just forget about things that happened in the past and stuff like that. So, you know, it's kind of working, you know, met a couple new friends and stuff like that. You know, just doing things on my own accord and being able to be independent and stuff like that. So, yeah, just a hardworking fella.
I definitely feel the same way. Like life, life is a big thing for me. Like, well, duh, life is a big thing for me. But what I do for, like, you guys know, I play football. I do sports. I go out. I'm an outgoing guy. Damn. If y'all could see what we were doing right now,
I'm beating Berto's butt in chess right now.
We have the biggest chess game over here right now. It's getting me distracted. I gotta look the other way. I probably gotta stare at David. But
that's a king, Berto. this is a queen.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, watch when he comes back on you, Sean. Watch.
He's checked right now.
No, watch when he comes back, Sean. He's gonna come back. Let's watch this. We're putting on hold just to watch this match right now. Only if y'all can see this.
You can move your king like right there to get out. You could, or something. I don't know.
But don't set him up, Berto. Do your thing, bro. Do what you want to do.
He's checked.
This one can move one space anywhere, right?
Anywhere except to where he's checked.
Oh, so what I'm hearing is if he moves one space, he's done. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
There you go.
Did he save his life? Did he save the life, or did he lose?
I'll take the rook and take his queen. put it on the queen spot because I can't, you know, I'm not like bull or anything.
Give me that. Okay. What I do my life for is definitely friends and family, what Sean said, but also like my goal, like my passion for things. Like I feel like if I live my life to the fullest, I'll have no regrets when I pass away or like when I get old enough where I look in life like, man, I regret this and that. That's why I feel like people need to go out more, like talk to people more. Like, who cares what they think? Like, funny thing is, I was at a college taking a visit, and like a couple of these like people walk around, or like girls, guys, whatever. And I'm like, man, why not just say hi? You know, like I can never see the people again. And I feel like that's like the biggest thing, because you never know. That smallest hi could be someone's life right there. Be like, oh my God, this random person said hi, like made my day. You never know what anybody's going through. But I feel like in life, people need to experience life and go out and have fun and be themselves. Don't be like, oh, I'm gonna act shy so I can like please someone else or please the world. Like, no. In life is to be yourself. That's what I think the biggest thing in life is, to be yourself no matter what.
Honestly, I think Devin hit it right on the nail, to be honest with you. I feel like definitely like for me personally, just over the course of my life, definitely kind of going from, I mean, to a certain extent, I still am, but like a shy person who just kind of keeps themselves. I think as you get older, you kind of realize that you only get one shot at this. And so just kind of day by day doing what makes you happy and just being around people that make you happy and living for yourself, but also to try and make your friends and family proud of yourself and just your passions and your goals that drive you every day. Just like sticking to those is what I think makes your life valuable. So just kind of doing what makes you happy.
Definitely.
Ah, he got me. All right, Berto.
What was the topic again?
perception on life.
Yeah, perception on life.
I think life is beautiful.
Ooh. Yeah,
I like that word. Okay.
it's like, there's a lot you could do, especially now. You know, I feel like, don't get me wrong, there's still bad things that happen around the world, but I think now most of the world is very peaceful. It's very diverse, and everyone can get together. And I wanna spread that message. So I wanna be a director. Hopefully, make a movie.
Okay.
About opening people's eyes and showing them how beautiful the world can be when everyone is together.
That's tough.
I like that.
If
I make it to the league, I'm going to fund this movie. I got you. If I make it to the league, I'm going to fund this
You'd
movie.
You're speaking poetically, man.
Hey, Berto.
He's capturing hearts out here, man.
I've rarely talked to Berto. Like, I think I've dabbed him up like a couple times. And just hearing him talk like this, like, I can just see like a whole new like picture of Berto. I'm not going to lie. Like, not to just like speak for the podcast, but Berto, some real I like your thinking up there, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
And David wasn't lying about the shy part. I had to tell this man in the middle of the game to yell at him to shoot the ball middle of the game. This man had a wide open corner shot, passed the ball to me. I said, bro, if you don't shoot that, and threw it right back at him, and he made it. Me and David almost fought after that halftime.
Was this middle school?
No, this was freshman year.
Freshman year. I forgot.
But yeah, it was like a tournament, and I'm like,
oh.
It might have been the Dixon one.
Oh.
We had a few tournaments in Dixon.
Mm-hmm. It might have been the Dixon or the Jesuit Classic. Remember the one? We're blowing this team out. It's and I get the ball and I'm hot that game. I think I ended up like 29, 26.
Damn.
And I'm like whatever, chilling. And David's wide open. I'm like, all right, David, go ahead. Like, I'm just chilling there. Like, you know like the video of Clay when he walks away from Steph. Oh, he holds the three up.
Yeah.
That was me. I was like, I'm already walking away. I turn around to see if he shot it. He throws it back at me. I'm like, I just stop. I thought, like, bro, shoot it. And he shot it and made it. I was like, yes. I was so happy for that. That's when I was like, David came out of the show that play. David's about to get all the girls this day, tomorrow.
that was a fun season, though. Like, looking back on that, there was a lot of.
That was my last time ever playing basketball for the school ever.
Really?
Yeah.
You said never again?
I'm not going to say why I said never again. I'm just going to say never again because it was. I'm not going to say who. Not putting names out there.
Oh,
we talked about name dropping earlier, but I'm not gonna, because this is like
we can bleep him out. We can bleep him out.
No, I'm not gonna say that. If people know why,
Sean, it's getting over.
People know why I stopped playing basketball, and the people that know why, I told a couple people. I can tell you guys after this, but the singular person made me fall in love with the game. Like, basically, and that's any young athletes out there, if y'all listen to this, young people, even kids in high school. one coach can do that to you, but don't let him do it to you, or let her or him do that to you. I promise you. Don't let anyone like do that, take out your own flow. Like, if you love something, you want to go pursue something, do that. If they say, no, you shouldn't do that because of popularity or a picture or image of yourself, man, F that. You do you. It's your life, not theirs, for a reason. No. Yeah, that's tough. That's the perspective of life. That's how we end that one right there.
I'm still over here instigating.
No. After.
I'm going to go D1.
After. All right, we're going to spin the wheel again. We knocked those, what was it, two topics off?
Yeah.
Two. So we got, we got five more. We're going to see if it. Funny thing is, girls is the green tab. It's like bright green. Oh-ish. We landed on it. Are we comfortable talking about that one or no?
It depends on like what like the prompt is, because it's like a very vague topic.
So we can go high school, we can go college, or we can go celebrity. But we have to be careful because I know David has a girlfriend. Let's be careful if she's like, wait, hold on. Okay, this is what I saw. Berto, don't you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, I knew you had a girlfriend. we'll bleep out names, right? We're gonna bleep out this name, or does you? Depends on him. Who is your girlfriend?
Her name is Summer Ashcroft. She's like, she's a redhead.
Summer Ashcroft. I've seen her around.
She's a junior.
Okay. That's nice. That's not David. I know who your girlfriend is.
Yeah.
Sean, do you have a girlfriend?
I do not. Yeah.
Hey, we got the scene.
We're getting there. We're getting there, bro.
We split the table over. We got scene guys over
yes,
here.
Yes, sir.
We got brushing guys over there.
Okay. Brothers with bread over there. Brothers with wine over here because we coping over here. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, we'll start off with that. Since we split, let's say one thing we look for in a relationship. We'll go around. Just one thing. Okay, explain why. I like that. What's one thing you look for, Sean?
Okay, I'm gonna say this. I know a lot of people will say honesty, but or it's my fault. I said it backwards. I know people a lot of say loyalty, but honestly, like honesty is like the better option than loyalty. Because if they're like honest, right? Then you don't gotta like worry about anything. If they're loyal, you know what I'm saying? At some point something's gonna break.
Okay.
But with honesty, like you guys are like on this like the same level of understanding and you're able to talk things through, and other than loyalty, like you're not really like worried about them because you know they're not gonna do anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, being able to talk as like people is like way better than just like dismissing something's like, oh, they're loyal, they're not gonna do this, right? So that's just how I see it.
I agree with you, the honesty, man. Like, I feel like someone can be loyal to you, but they can like lie about other things. So let's say like I have a girlfriend, like I don't have a girlfriend now, but like example, like I say I have a girlfriend with me right now, and like she's loyal, of course, like I'm not gonna get mad at her because she does whatever, she's loyal. But like if she's not honest about what she does in a day, or like what she's doing, or like even like if she's honest to me, like I could be like, oh, what's wrong? She's like, nothing, I'm fine. And then 2 weeks later and be like, hey, remember that one time I wasn't fine? What day are you talking about? Didn't I ask you were fine? Yeah, but I didn't want to tell you, like, certain things. Like, don't get me wrong. I know girls can be like, oh, I don't want to tell them the right thing and there. But if I'm asking how you're feeling and I'm your boyfriend, I want to know. I love you for a reason. I'm with you for a reason. I should know. Because like, I feel like I can, if you're with someone else, they should be able to help you out no matter what. But I think I'm with Sean on the honesty part, but I think trust.
Trust is a big thing.
Even though it's like the easy word, or like the, or like, oh my God, it's so easy to trust someone. No, it's not anymore. Trust is so hard because there's so many outlets now. Like there's social media, there's going out. We're going to college soon. There are about to be parties almost every weekend. Let's be honest. There's gonna be things every weekend. So you have to be able to trust someone. Like, hey, let's have a sit down conversation. What do we want in this relationship? How can I trust you? How are you gonna trust me? I think trust is the biggest thing in a relationship.
That's really good answers.
All right. Taking people over there.
The
brothers with bread.
The brothers with bread in the relationship. What works for you guys? How about that? What works for you guys in your guys' relationship? We'll go David and then go Berto.
I mean, I feel like commitment and communication because things are not going to be smooth all the time. And so just staying committed and being able to communicate with your partner about what's going well, what's not going well, and kind of just how you guys are doing is, I think, crucial to just keeping the connection good, you know? Just making sure that you guys are on the same page, that you guys trust each other, and you guys are committed no matter what.
That's a good answer.
You good over there, Berto? You good, man?
Knocking over pieces.
Yeah, I'm good.
I think commitment. Because my girlfriend was telling me and her, not so much me, but mostly her, she's had bad commitment in the past. But she told me, even her friends have told me that something about me, I don't know what it is, just she really wants to, like, you know, get far with me. But, yeah, commitment and trust, I think those are the two big things. Trust, I mean, you pretty much just said everything.
Yeah.
Then, so what we got out of this is honesty, commitment, and trust.
That's pretty much
top three. If any girls listen to this, top three. If you can do those top three, we're good.
Hit up my boy Devin over here.
I'm playing. My Instagram is stable right now, bro. I got hacked.
You got the spam though. Hollywood Boulevard.
I do have. Don't put my spam out there like that, bro.
Bro, how are you gonna get connections?
The hacker's gonna find my spam.
I'll beep it out. You know what I'm saying?
I'm playing. You can leave that in there, but
hit him with the Twitter too. I'm just
saying. Not my Twitter. That's for football. That's my main girl. It's football, definitely.
Okay.
All right. We go next circle. Next spin. Oh shoot. We got make it a good one. All right. Life outside of school. All right, let's go speed round. Sean, what do you do outside of school? Talk to me. All right. Day in the life of Sean.
All right. I play games. I play Valorant. Mm-hmm. I sleep. That's pretty
much sleeping video games.
Eat Valorant video games. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Day in life of me during the week. School. Oh, outside of school. Baseball. Go home, eat, probably work out if I can. Put some workout in, I can. I try to stay on top of my stuff. Weekend, I work. I'm not going to say where I work because I'm not going to say.
I think I know where you work.
I think a lot of people know where I work, but I'm not going to put it out there.
Shout out to spam. That's not his story.
I don't need everyone pulling up to my work.
But I'm not pulling up to your work, bro.
And then just getting ready for college, man, trying to clean up my room, clean up my body too, and make sure I got everything, like my schooling, my money. For school, for college. David?
Go to work, work out, hang out with friends, eat, video games, and, yeah, get ready for college and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Birdo.
Me, first thing I do, I play guitar.
Ooh.
For, it depends on the day, either from 1 hour to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sometimes I play a lot of first single player games.
Mm-hmm. It's respectable.
I like to
like God of War, like that type of
yeah.
game. Okay.
Yeah, cuz I feel like playing those types of games, you get a better idea of how to build a story and you know, me, I want to become a director, mm-hmm. so I feel like that would be you know, something important to do. Mm-hmm. I'm working on, I guess, a short film.
You are.
Okay. Yeah. I think we all are.
Yeah. but I don't think that's going to be done for a while. But I just
we got till Friday.
No, I mean like his a short film, like my own film, like.
Oh,
how long is short though? Short could be like an hour. That's kind of short.
Like about an hour, maybe an hour. A little bit.
So you're shooting like a real, like that's not okay. That's not a film. That's a real movie.
That's clean.
That's a movie.
Right, yeah.
So you really got a movie in hand. Like you're really a director. Like for real.
Yeah, I have like, I'm working on the script. I have the first two scenes done.
Right. Okay. Ooh, okay. Hey, this man. Hey. Y'all gonna see him in the credits before the movie? Or wait, does the director come before the movie or after the movie?
The credits?
Before. No. Like when it says directed by.
Oh yeah, the start, beginning.
The beginning.
Beginning and end, technically, but
yeah.
You can put it anywhere.
Alberto, what's your last name again? I'm sorry.
Mendoza.
Alberto Mendoza. Y'all gonna see that name on a big screen soon. Yes, I promise you.
I see that.
All right. So before we start this off, before we end this, are we all going to college here? We all in college? College?
Yeah.
College. Where are you going next year?
I'm going Solano, but okay. I'm a transfer to UC Davis, so.
Okay. That's a good college. Hold on, I'm going to go. Okay. I chose my college, but I've not released it yet.
Oh.
I have chose my college out of all my, I know y'all offers. All my offers. I've chose a college, but I'm not going to release it yet because I don't have my Instagram yet. I want to get that back. I haven't made an edit yet, and I'm going to take an overnight visit first before I say anything.
But we need to get you on the podcast then. We're gonna release it on the release date.
All right. Well, yeah, we can do that. Okay, we can do that. I agree. Okay, we'll do that one day. We'll do it the day. Sure. We'll do it day before, day after.
Okay.
And if whoever doesn't listen won't know until the day of our commit.
That's true.
But sure, yeah, I've chosen the school and it is in California, so I will be visiting back. Don't worry.
Okay.
California school. Go, David.
I'm doing a Solano first, and then I transfer out.
Where do you think you're gonna transfer to?
I've looked into Arizona and Tennessee. So,
okay. Tennessee, potentially.
Yeah, he's going out of state.
I'm going to try to go to Monterey Bay.
Okay.
Because I heard the film school there is top notch. It's like top three, I think.
In California or in the world?
In
or like country?
In the United States.
For real? Yeah. Is it a lot of money to go
there? Make it there, though.
Are you going to go, so are you going to go there, right? Like JUCO 2 years and then go? Or are you going to go four?
I think I'm going to just go straight for the four.
You're going to go straight there?
Yeah.
So what I say to that is find scholarship money. Try to find. So do you fill out the FAFSA?
Not yet. Now, yeah, my mom's dealing with some.
I'll be better. That's not funny to laugh about. But I understand what coming. Get the FAFSA done because they have hella money for hella people.
Yeah.
And then go on like, just look up like scholarships for. Like, are you, what? Like, what's your ethnicity? Are you Mexican?
I'm Mexican.
Like, you could like look up for like scholarships for Mexican people and it'll pop up like 30 of them.
Yeah.
Get scholarships and scholarships will help people out. I promise you. That shit will work. College is soon, man. It is already March 6th. We're about to be done with school.
It's crazy.
It's what, April? May.
We got 3 months, basically.
No, not even that. 2 months and like 3 days in June. Think about it. June 1st, we won the last day of the finals.
Yeah.
June 2nd, we don't come to school. June 3rd, we have graduation.
Yeah.
And Sunday, we're men.
Men. I mean, we're women.
I mean, we're men now, but like we're actually like real adults. Like it's life starts.
Young adults. Looking to thrive.
No, we're young adults now. We'd be adults when we graduate high school.
Man.
We're old now.
We're scratching the surface, though.
Hey, there's like a tiny bit of sunlight going through that surface.
Yes, sir.
Before we end this, I do want to say I appreciate you guys.
Of course. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, David. Thank you, Alberto. I appreciate you guys. Hopefully, be back one day. Be back with more people, different people. I don't know.
Yes, sir.
And then, like Sean said, hopefully that comes up to be true, but y'all be hearing my commitment on here as well.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you guys for listening to Voices of the Vikings. Thank you, Devin, for joining us. Thank you, David, Alberto, for entertaining our viewers. And thank you for listening.